You are listening to Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. I'm your host, Michael Barnes, and it is my great pleasure to welcome in a group that I've known for a little while from when I used to be over at KCRW. It's when I first heard their music, but they are here now at KPFK. Performance and interview, I'll throw it to them for a song. This is Los Angeles' very own Pollen here at KPFK and Melting Pot. You just heard Pollen performing live here at KPFK in Melting Pot, and we're going to take a little bit of break from the music, try and cool down a little bit, and do a bit of an interview with us. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're good.
Good, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry about apparently the air conditioning breaking out at the worst possible time here when the summer has finally come to Los Angeles and a packed house in here.
I think our last show we played outside in the sun. Uh-huh. Day on a playground, and it was like in the sun. There was no shade, and it probably was like 95.
Yeah. Right?
So we're now used to playing in the heat.
Very good news. Can you let us know who all is here? Because a lot of times, especially in the way the group is kind of represented, is as a trio, but very rarely see you guys perform as a trio, and that's certainly not the case here. So could you tell us who all is here performing with Pollen today?
I'm the main band here is me, Genevieve, Adam Weissman, and Anthony Kava. And then playing live with us on drums is Brian Hensbetter. Keyboards is Danielle Ferruzzi. Bass is my brother, Manuel Artati. Singing backup and playing keyboards is Aya Toyoshima.
And that's sort of our revolving crew. Sometimes we play with less. We've played with more.
Yeah.
But right now, that's the main live band. And then we'll scale down, you know, for certain shows. So
okay.
We've managed to do five to eight. It sort of fluctuates depending on on the show.
Next time, maybe we'll get the Pollen big band with the horns.
Yeah.
So could we talk a little bit? You guys have been, I know, at least performing around Los Angeles for the last couple years. Could you tell us a little bit about how the group got together? Especially the three of you in particular.
Adam and I went to school together, actually, in Santa Monica College, and we were taking a writing class for different reasons. We were both film majors, and we met up that way and found out that we both did music. I mean, I think Adam was a little more serious at the time. He was doing a lot of hip hop stuff and making beats, and I remember going to lunch and he played me a CD of some instrumental stuff, and I was completely floored because I had just moved into the LA area, and I mean, I was just playing like in, you know, punk bands and like rock bands and stuff. So the fact that he had like really polished sounding music recorded on a CD blew my mind, and we just messed around, played some. I played guitar on a couple of his beats, and then we decided to get a singer, and pulled my cousin Genevieve in because I thought she had an amazing voice, and we've just been working together ever since.
I don't think I did at the time.
I think we actually did record like a whole other collection of songs with another singer, but uh-huh. she like moved away, and I had always been looking for a singer. That was sort of like it was. It was like the late 90s.
Yeah.
And like, I grew up listening to hip hop, and then hip hop sort of changed, and then I moved on to electronic music, and it was mm-hmm. always like, you know, Portishead, Massive Attack, Lamb. It was beats
mm-hmm.
and a female singer, and that was sort of like what I was always like looking to do. And so I always met these female singers, and none of it never really clicked.
Yeah,
there was one even before I met Anthony. She was like a model who sang, but she wasn't really into singing.
How very
singing.
Nico.
Yeah,
I probably sang.
It
like
wasn't
Nico.
As not as cool as Nico. So yeah, it happened pretty naturally, and then we just kind of continued recording,
mm-hmm.
and we. We recorded for many, many, many years before we ever put anything out, and it was more for fun and I guess to get our, you know, our skills up. And we all went to college, and
mm-hmm.
you know, Genevieve went to school for music, and you know, I pretty much think you went to college before we ever released anything or really like played shows. So
okay,
it was sort of like an off and on thing, and then 2008. We were like, all right, we have songs. Let's put something out and start playing live, and
let's do it for real.
Yeah. So now we're the second album in.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and wow. So I guess it wasn't so far from when you decided to do it for real that you set the songs out and recorded This Little Night, which was the first thing I heard from you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure which little bird brought that CD to me while I was over at KCRW, but it fit really nicely. At that time, I was doing a midnight show there, and that's the sound of that first record and the sound of the group really fit in, I think, with like a particular kind of vibe, a kind of kind of late night and downtown Los Angeles kind of vibe. Could you tell me a little bit about just how you conceive of the sound of the group?
Okay, well, This Little Night was really a collection of songs that we had been recording for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's that sort of first album where you pick the best songs that you've recorded before you decide to like become serious, you know, so we sort of marked like, all right, this is the first song. And it was probably like 2006, 2007. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, I think the sound comes from all three of our influences. I work mostly with like a drum machine and samples. That's where my background is. So that's like the core of what we do. And then everything sort of builds on top of that. So like Anthony's, you know, influences aren't really the same as mine when it comes to like what he grew up listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think really what the first album is a lot of different genres kind of being mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely like had influences from that sort of mid to late 90s, what would be called trip hop. And that's, you know, that's when we all started listening to the same music.
Mm.
You know, I think that's pretty much the connection, because in high school I didn't listen to Blur or Nirvana or stuff like that. And
which I did.
Oasis.
Yeah, I mean, I've since listened to all of those albums and very familiar with them. But in high school and middle school, I was like strictly into hip hop and like underground hip hop. So
yeah. Yeah, and a lot of that I think does come through in the sound of the group. A lot of the lyrics, though, a lot of times, maybe not necessarily in the content, but certainly in the way that they're sung, have a bit of a brighter tone and really, really strong hooks.
Yeah, my parents. I think maybe that comes from my parents being in top 40 bands for like 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And also they also did their own original stuff. But yeah, they're always like, why don't you write happy songs? That's always been the thing. So yeah, I think the whole catchy pop thing comes from there. And Adam always pushing me, you know, it's got to be more catchy than that.
Yeah, I mean, if she had her way, it would be just like all verse, no chorus. Like the chorus would be like a 16-bar chorus with no melody that repeats. And you know, we
I studied jazz. So this is sometimes my tendency is to be a little bit more experimental.
Yeah.
Which I think in the newer record comes across more.
Mm.
I mean, we do have the hooks and stuff, but exploring a little bit more.
Yeah, and Adam was good enough to send me a copy of the record. The record doesn't actually come out until September. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out an exact date, but I think we want to put out a second single in April. I'm sorry, August. And album would be like right after that. So
okay.
we're currently figuring out remixes for the second single.
Okay.
And there's a B-side that I'd like to finish that we've been sort of playing around with for a while. That it's a song we did with Rock Marciano. So every once in a while, like, I try to bring hip hop into it in like an unusual way. Like the last record we did something with Freddie Gibbs and that was a little unusual, but that's sort of, I don't know. I like mixing stuff that you wouldn't expect to go together. So
yeah. And I think that, there's definitely, it seems a little bit more of that on this second album that's coming up than the first. I mean, there's still a bit of a kind of slyly trip hop influence with some of the stuff. There's a really big New York influence, and on one of the tracks you actually have guest work from a seminal New York kind of no wave band from Sal Principato from Liquid. And so like some of that new wave, no wave kind of feel is in there, but there's even some odd bits, like some Brazilian stuff kind of finds its way in there. Can you tell me a little bit about that process of trying to expand on the sound between the first record and this record that's coming out?
Yeah.
The term trip hop always bugged me. And so so like whenever people are like, describe your music, and it's always hard to describe. But then when people write about it, we get the sort of like
trip hop or down tempo.
Yeah.
And when, since I'm like the beat guy, I always sort of know what the tempos are. And it's like, wait, that's 120 BPM. That's definitely not down tempo. Yeah. But we're still,
you guys are one of the fastest down tempo. And that's the thing about the new single. Yeah. I mean, both sides of it, and you know, the cover of the Portishead track also up tempo, down tempo. Yeah. I don't know if that quite works, but maybe that's what we'll have
so
to call you.
We like, it was my sort of conscious effort to be like, all right, like I want to ditch this trip hop label and do something a little unexpected, and because I think that like, we had been doing this sort of beat thing for a while, and
it got a bit like stale. I mean, maybe that's too harsh, but like predictable.
We wanted to do something. Yeah. We wanted to break out, and that was sort of that's. I mean, the name of the album is Living in Patterns, and I guess the idea is something that Genevieve was saying, about I don't know, everyone. Has their own sort of pattern and way about themselves, and they sort of do that every day, and this album was about us sort of breaking that pattern, our own pattern of how we work together, because I think this album was different from all the other ones because, one, these songs were all written within a year. It wasn't like this had been built up for like 3 or 4 years of like our favorite songs and we picked, you know, the best 11. Like these were 9 songs that we recorded for this album. There's one or two that like didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
And like the Portishead cover came like after. So,
we had, for this record, it was like, we had very distinct influences on it. Mm. Like the Talking Heads Remain in Light album. And Adam had been checking, like getting stuff that re-releases of music from Ghana, like psychedelic music from the 60s. Yeah. And getting into
The Creatures was really cool.
I'm spacing on his name, from Brazil.
Jorge Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What's the track?
Yeah.
It was a very Jorge Ben kind of influence. Yeah, I thought at the beginning and in the guitar, especially. Yeah.
I guess we tried to approach this. My day job is an art director at Stussy, so. I kind of took this like it was sort of a collection of clothing. So instead of visual influences, it was a collection of songs that like I put together that I would send. Like when we were working on the songs, I'd be like, Anthony, this song is just like this. Mm-hmm. And I would send him a bunch of like Jorge Ben songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then and that would be like how we sort of worked on each song was we sort of had this collection of a playlist of songs from, you know, Talking Heads to ESG, Liquid, to The Creatures, you know, and some other sort of like random stuff thrown in. Yeah. And we would just like sort of listen to it and let it influence us. It was like really important for me to focus, to have this album like be really focused, like, all right, this is what we're going for.
Yeah.
And not have it be sort of a little. I mean, it is kind
catchy
of
catchy bass line and a groove that's sort of, you know.
It just breathes more, I think. It's more lively, you know, like you hear. It's just the dynamic is different. I think that's what we appreciate about this new album is that it's so different dynamically from the last album because it breathes. I mean, there's you hear the bass line, you hear, you know, guitar lines come in and out, and then you hear different like drum beats, and it's you know, and those CDs that Adam handed out to sort of influence us really, really helped. I mean, it laid the foundation. I know I freaked out a little bit because it was like, I thought this was just going to be like, oh, this is just going to be like an experimental kind of EP, like a summer EP thing. Because we were talking about it last summer, and I just figured, oh, hey, especially, you know, you mentioned I mean, that was like far out there. Like, it was just, let's just come up with some, you know, playful melodic guitar, and I was listening a lot of Jorge Ben and a lot of other Brazilian like Afrobeat stuff, and just it took it in. But as a guitar player, you know, I mean, I grew up playing like alternative rock stuff, and playing rhythm or a lead is, I think that's what gives those kinds of guitarists like an identity because they feel comfortable with it. So I think when we said, hey, it's gonna be. You know, think of it in and out. It's like, it's not constant, you know, within the song. It kind of like really made me think differently about guitar as an instrument and using it. So, you know, it's not constant, but the presence is there, but it fits more with the overall sound. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about this record.
And we did record it differently than we typically would record stuff. You know, it used to be, I mean, some of the songs were done with like, here's a beat and then Genevieve would like write to it. But also on this record, it was Genevieve on bass and me on like a drum machine with percussion in a studio just to get like the foundation. Mm-hmm. And then everything was built upon that. And then even like with Anthony, like, because it was so different than the way we were used to like recording and making music, like a lot of his guitar stuff, like half the record was recorded in the studio, like with me. And then I was like, you need to take this home and like record it yourself where you can spend like hours sort of finding, right thing. And it just made it. There's a lot of pressure when you're like in the studio and it's hot and it's like, all right, we have 4 hours to get through this song. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the way like Anthony works, like he'll just jam for hours and then like he'll find something he likes and I'll, you know, or we'll be like, oh, that's really cool. And then I'll be like, all right, like tweak it, get it to where you want it. And I'll come back in like 20 minutes and then I'll come back and it'll be completely different. It's like, where'd it go? And so it was just easier for like all of us to work, to have like him go and just be able to get into his own space and focus. And then he'd like send tracks. Then I'd edit the tracks, put them in and move them around and sort of use them like, you know, their live guitar. And then some of them were resampled and cut up. And I think that's really why the album's a lot looser, because there was also less drum machine used. Like, we'll... Like, I use this old SP-1200 for my drums, and I'll, you know, like, I'll play just the kick on there, and then everything else we'll play on top of it in Pro Tools, and then move the snares around where they would go. You know, like, we still did it all with loops, you know, like all the drums and the percussion, but they were, like, live loops. So I think all of that working together sort of helped loosen up the record and really, like, give... You know, like, the guitar is way more present in this record than the last one. And I think that's because of the way we sort of recorded it. There was, like, no real pressure to, like, all right, we're here. You have to play now, you know? It was like, here, take a week, take this song, do your thing.
It didn't, like, there wasn't a pressure to, like, hit that specific pocket of, you know, you have 8 bars or 16. It was just, it allowed me to really, like, live with the song and kind of... feel the song more so than just, you know, be consciously, oh, you know, I have this much space to like lay something down. But no, I mean, listening to all those influences and then just having the opportunity to step away from it for a couple of hours and then coming back fresh and just really really helped in just adding a different kind of energy to it that I didn't really experience from the last album.
We also incorporated more of the live musicians that we should probably mention. That the first record was just us three. We played collectively everything. On this record, you know, like, Danielle plays keyboard, I think, on a song. Like,
Ryan plays a bunch of tom stuff.
Yeah.
Percussion. We had a percussionist come in.
Yeah. And then...
a lot of singers.
Yeah, there's like... sometimes you just know, I think there's 20 people singing the chorus. Yeah. So we wanted to make a big record.
Yeah.
But... And we did it all with sort of loops and electronics, but we didn't want it to sound like an electronic record.
Yeah. In some ways, the first record was very much more of you, as in the three of you, but this record seems more, the you really seems more of Pollen and what people actually see, especially when you guys perform and what they hear on here right now. Yeah. One of the things I was really, that I wanted to chat with you a little bit about, like, This Little Night, you self-released, correct? Is there a plan for Living in Patterns to be on an actual label, or are you going to self-release it again?
Right now we're going to self-release it.
Okay.
But that could all change. I think we're in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to come out on an actual label.
Okay.
And that would be in October, I think. That was sort of what we're talking about.
Mm.
But right now we're all sort of self-released. We've, you know, the few times we've been approached, it wasn't really like the right sort of thing for us.
Yeah.
But we aren't opposed to putting it out on a label, but we just haven't really had the opportunity that really like makes sense for us.
Yeah, that was the thing I was really interested in, whether or not that was kind of an outgrowth of like a very personal decision in terms of kind of keeping a certain independence about the group and kind of being able to build your sound the way you want before the potential, you know, some labels, not so bad, but a lot of labels, not so good. So that interference sometimes comes in, that kind of pressure you were talking about to get the sound right or be in the studio with a label kind of pressuring you to get the record out, that might be there, but being able to control everything, slightly different story. And so that was one of the things that I was really interested in your thoughts, especially the way, you know, quite a bit of people talk about how the music industry is in complete and total shambles. It seems less so, I think, for independent music. A lot of times they're talking about major labels. But I was very interested in kind of, as the group moves forward, how you guys were feeling about kind of staying independent and continuing to self-release or kind of moving to a potential label? Or
I mean, we would love to move to a label that knew what to do with our music. I think the problem, not the problem, but we fall into this weird category of you don't really know where to put us.
Yeah.
Like if you were to look for it in a record store, especially the new record, you know, it's not a rock record, it's not electronic record, it's not a world record, it's sort of like a little in the middle. So there are very few labels that sort of specialize in all over the place records. There's, you know, you have your rap labels, you have your, you know, sort of alternative like indie rock labels, your jazz labels. So if we found the right home, I would, you know, probably want to do that.
Yeah, because the hard thing about just doing everything independently would be, you know, getting money together and getting organized enough to put a tour together and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah,
promotion. I mean,
we've been lucky that we've been able to get the CD to the right people, you know, like for being self-released, we did really well. Mm. But we would love to take it to that, you know, next level. You know, the good thing is that we do, you know, we do all these different remixes and all this stuff. And I, you know, I think it would get even more sort of attention if it was put out through a label that had the appropriate channels. Cause right now it's sort of, you know, us doing everything ourselves. You know, we have some help from like, you know, friends who do like PR and, you know, press and that kind of stuff. So, we get a lot of love on the blogs.
Yeah.
So,
and a good bit of love on LA radio as well.
Yeah. It's been really cool. Like you were actually the first person to play record.
A lot of it too. We appreciate people like you. Like you were the first person to really like put us on the radio here in LA. So, you know, on behalf of the band, we definitely appreciate that.
No problem at all. Good music needs to be heard.
Yeah.
It's just as simple as that. Yeah. So where I know you guys are at least playing one show pretty soon. So where might people be able to see Pollen live in the near future?
At the zoo.
Yeah. And we're playing on the July 15th
at
the LA Zoo. It's like a night of music. It's from 6 to 9, and it's the Fold in Silver Lake.
Mm-hmm.
The people who do like Silver Lake Lounge and the Bootleg are putting it together. There's like 8 bands, 4 stages spread out throughout the zoo. It's all ages. So
musical zoo at the zoo.
Yeah, we're on our stage that we're on. It's us and Mini Mansions.
Okay.
And we're in the kids' auditorium, I think. It's near the petting zoo. So
I'm really excited.
I'm
coming in on a goat.
Yeah. It's going to be really cool. You know, like, I think every band's playing 2 sets. So we're playing, like, short, like, 30-minute sets. Uh-huh. So I think, like, you know, it's 6 to 9, so, you know.
And if they want more information about that, where can they
find? I think it's lazoo.org is the website.
Or they can go to www.pollen.com.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Check the out flyers on our site, and there's links there. Then I think, you know, we're supposed to be playing a show on August 11th.
Okay.
And I can't really announce where, but it's going to be we're part of a lineup of really cool bands.
Okay.
So
is it going to be like a totally secret show?
No, no, no. It's gonna it's gonna
I'll let people know.
And then we'll be playing out a lot in the for the next till the end of the year.
Okay.
Hoping to maybe put a little tour together, like a West Coast tour. We've done like San Diego and Santa Barbara and Vegas and stuff like that, but we'd like to make it up to San Francisco and then go back down.
So the Bay Area, I think, would be very good.
Yeah,
good.
I like the Bay Area.
Yeah,
so
it's a good place.
Yeah.
Well, do you think we could get a couple more songs out of you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so we've been talking with Pollen here at KPFK. We're going to get them to play another couple of songs. I just want to thank you guys for coming in so much, especially with all the heat in here. It's like extra hot.
It's worth it. Thanks for having us.
Okay, so a couple more songs from Pollen here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Long way, I don't got time for help me. Sometimes you just know it. It's gonna be a lucky day. Angel on your shoulder. Sky steals your breath away. Sometimes you just feel it. You're hungry for what's in store. Another day older. Sun pulls you out the door. Something peculiar. You feel like you're in control. Another day wiser. Look at all the things you know. Sometimes you just feel it. Exactly where to fix your heart. Angel on your shoulder. She'll give you one more try.
Music from Pollen, recorded live here at KPFK. Big thanks to the group and also Stan Mizrahi for doing the sound for that performance and the interview as well. And just get into a little bit more music. They just released a single just in the past week or so and have a full-length record will be coming out in September from that 12-inch single from Pollen, or at least digitally, I guess, 12-inch. Here is the song Mysterians, originally done by Portishead, so Pollen's take on that here for you now on KPFK and Melting Pot.